Video: Charles Barkley blasts NBA/WNBA commissioners for refusing to ban trans players. By Warner Todd Houston on August 25, 2026. Former NBA legend Charles Barkley unloaded on the commissioners of the NBA and WNBA for refusing to state clearly and directly that no transgender players will be allowed in the Women's National Basketball Association. During an appearance on Michael Smirkanish's podcast on Tuesday, Barkley revealed that he's had just about enough of the controversy over trans players in the WNBA, and said, "Under no circumstances do I think men should play against women. Zero. I'm disappointed in NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and Kathy Engelbert, the WNBA Commissioner," Barkley adamantly said. "First of all, you can't let stupid stuff go out to the internet, which is one of the worst things that ever happened to the world. They should have come out 2 weeks ago, before all this. People are looking for attention now, but NS Cantor Freedom has a point though, because Kathy and Adam haven't said, hey, it's in the title, WNBA. New: Charles Barkley unloads on commissioners for not opposing trans athletes in WNBA. Under no circumstances do I think men should play against women. Zero. I'm disappointed. Adam Silver should come out, and Kathy Engelbert, there's no transgender people going. pic.twitter.com/evitsaug. Jason Cohen, at Jason Jernodsk, August 25, 2026. It's right in the name, he explained, women's basketball. There's no transgender people going to play in the WNBA. If you don't like it, kick rocks, he said passionately. And we're not going to discuss it anymore. And NS is trying to get attention, Barkley added. No, we're not doing that either. The WNBA is for women. And listen, this is the last time we're going to discuss it. We're not going to turn it over to the fools on the internet. We're not going to turn it over to Congress and things like that. The WNBA is for women only. Period. Barkley is no detractor of transgenderism. Indeed, he's on record as a staunch supporter of the gay and transgender communities. In May, for instance, Barkley blasted American society for being homophobic and preventing gay athletes from coming out publicly. He was also a prominent supporter of transposer Dylan Mulvaney in 2023 during the Bud Light controversy. At a public appearance at the time, Barkley said, "All you rednecks or assholes who don't want to drink Bud Light, fuck you all. I got 3 cases of Bud Light," Barkley added. "If you're gay, bless you. If you're trans, bless you. If you have a problem with that, FKU." The WNBA has still not clearly stated its position on trans athletes joining the league. Despite telling NS Cantor and Royce White that they aren't eligible to enter the WNBA draft, they still haven't explained just why they are ineligible, nor have they stated if any other trans athlete could be. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.